This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Russia yesterday exchanged 16 agreements in the areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges, and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both the nations. He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism. He reiterated India's unwavering belief that terrorism is a direct assault on the values of humanity and said global unity is the greatest strength against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत है
Prime Minister stated that both sides are working towards the early conclusion of a free trade agreement with the Eurasian Economic Union. Mr. Modi announced that India will soon be launching a free 30-day e-tourist visa and a 30-day group tourist visa for Russian citizens. Mr. Modi said the Russian side has decided to adopt the framework agreement to join the international Big Cat Alliance. Mr. Modi said that President Putin's visit has come at a time when bilateral relations are reaching many historic milestones. On Ukraine, the Prime Minister said India has advocated for peace on the Ukraine issue from the very beginning. In a joint statement issued after the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, the two countries reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral and multilateral cooperation in the field of combating challenges and threats such as terrorism, extremism, transnational organized crime, money laundering, terrorist financing, and illicit drug trafficking. Both leaders reaffirmed their strong commitment to preventing and countering terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border movement of terrorists and terrorist financing networks and safe havens. Both leaders condemned the terrorist attack in strongest form in Pahalgam, Jammu Kashmir and in Russia at the Crocus City Hall. The Department of Posts yesterday signed a bilateral agreement on the International Tracked Packet Service, ITPS, with JSC Russia Post. The Ministry of Communications said that this move marks an important milestone in strengthening cross-border postal cooperation between both the nations. It said that under the agreement, India Post will be able to offer the service to exporters at competitive tariffs, improving price competitiveness and market access for Indian sellers. Government has constituted a four-member committee for the comprehensive review of the circumstances leading operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee has been asked to submit a report within 15 days. In a statement, DGCS said the committee will identify the underlying causes leading to widespread operational disruptions. In view of Indigo flight disruptions, DGCA also sought the cooperation of all pilot bodies, associations and pilots across India to maintain stable and smooth flight operations. In view of the surge in passenger demand following widespread flight cancellations in the country, the Indian Railways has taken extensive measures to ensure smooth travel and adequate availability of accommodation across the rail network. A total of 37 trains have been augmented with 116 additional coaches in the country. Additional chair car and sleeper class coaches have been introduced in high-demand routes and these enhancements will be effective from today. The Lok Sabha has passed the Health Security Sane National Security Cess Bill 2025. The bill is aimed to augment funding for health and national security with the imposition of cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. In men's cricket, India and South Africa are all set to clash against each other in the third and final ODI of the series at the ACA-VDCA Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.